¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Ryan Porth taking you through this Tuesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. A huge matchup tonight for Nashville SC as they take on the Montreal Impact at 6 p.m. You can catch all the action on ESPN 94.9, starting with pregame coverage at 5:45. And to help us talk a little bit more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Nashville SC head coach Gary Smith. Gary, how's it going? Thanks for taking time to join us today.
No problem at all. I'm actually just on my way to the airport.
Very nice. So Gary, a big game, obviously, against Montreal. How much are you anticipating seeing what your team brings to the table in this game?
Well, as you said there, it's a big matchup with, you know, a position apart in the playoff spots, and Montreal will want to take advantage of being on their home turf, or what you could class as their home turf. I have to say, our guys, players are in a great shape, great frame of mind, and I think they're in a very good place to get this job done and really try and solidify not only a playoff spot, but maybe something that's a little bit more exciting.
So, Gary, what has come together here recently with the way your team is playing? I mean, what kinds of things have gotten better in your eyes to enable this push?
Well, there's probably numerous things across the course of this season that have helped the group form, a fibre and an inner strength, if you like. You know, all teams, whatever sport you're playing, have had to deal with adversity, and you know, we're no stranger to that. But I think as we've moved forward, the players have become more accustomed to one another's styles, appreciative of what each individual is about. And then, of course, on top of that, you find 2 or 3 players that really start to blossom and show, you know, maybe the type of top credentials that you really imagine they would. And I think one of those guys that's led the group and really underpinned the group for a large part of the season has been Walker Zimmerman. And Walker's not only giving tremendous defensive displays and helping the group to keep clean sheets and tough to beat, but he's also popping up at the other end now and scoring goals that are, you know, obviously adding to the board as well.
Nashville SC head coach Gary Smith on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Gary, I want to go back a little bit. The highlight reel goal scored by Daniel Rios, that took me out of my seat. It was incredible to watch. The skill level required for a goal like that was pretty insane. What can a goal like that do for a group on the pitch and on the sideline, even in the course of a game, in terms of bringing energy to your group?
Well, first of all, there's no doubt that the goal itself was fantastic. The build into it, I think, you know, there were a dozen more passes that led to that individual moment. It's actually the 6th goal in the space of 2 games. And I think that gave the group as much confidence and as much of a boost as anything. But Daniel himself had been out for 2 or 3 weeks with a slight groin problem. And he's still working his way back into full fitness. And to see the confidence and the belief in the individual at that moment was, again, you know, a real bright moment for the team. You know, goals have not always been easy to come by, but I feel as though we're rounding that corner, and the combination of real spirit and determination, now with some good creativity and some goals. It's coming at the right time.
And that move, I assume, was a direct result of your coaching, Gary, right? I mean, you worked with Daniel on that particular move?
All down to me. I'll take all credit for that, absolutely.
Gary, you look at the players like Daniel and like Taylor Washington, many others that have come with you from USL and transitioned to the MLS. How much vindication and validation do you think that gives the organization themselves, that they were able to pick the right guys and bring them along, and that their game has transitioned well to the MLS level?
Recruitment in general has been fantastic, I have to say. You know, the choices are not just the caliber of a player, but the actual character of a player has been very, very good, and that has really underpinned how this group is growing and their identity. As far as the USL players go, you know, for me personally on the training field, having 3, 4, 5 players that I've worked with before, understand me, understand my personality and certainly where and how we've played before was important. It created a decent atmosphere and a decent vibe when the rest of the group joined. What has been outstanding with those guys, the way they've adapted, How they've grown with better players around them. And I saw a stat somewhere just last week that I think it's over 2,000 minutes that these guys from USL have played. And their involvement and their capability of time on the field has been tremendous. I couldn't be more complimentary as to how those guys have performed and what they've given.
Gary, I know a playoff spot alone would be a heck of an achievement, but potential here also to even have a home game in the playoffs, I believe. And what would that mean, and what has it been like to now have some fan presence recently at Nissan Stadium?
Well, first of all, the fans back in the ground have given the games back at Titans a real edge, if you like. I know that there's plenty of competition before that, but having fans around and just having that support and just understanding and getting that connection again has been terrific. As far as the playoffs go, you know, we've spent an awful long time, you know, working at and just mentally preparing for getting over that line. But what I would say is, you know, the attitude of the group now is, well, let's not look below us. Let's look above us. Let's see who we can chase down. And with a game in hand and in a very good position in those playoff spots, I think there's some very important matchups this week that we'll see that playoff group really shake out. And, you know, my hope is obviously we can get the job done tonight and we'll put ourselves in a fabulous spot to be maybe pushing for one of those home games. And that would be something special.
Gary, last thing for you here. Obviously, you guys, with everything that's been challenging about this year, have had to deal with things that no other expansion franchise in the history of sports really has had to deal with. How proud of you are you of your group that you've been able to navigate through all of this and put yourself in this spot heading into this game tonight against Montreal?
But there have been many times in this season that, you know, it would have been easy for the players and staff, for that matter, to, you know, to really just down tools and draw a line through what has been a very difficult, strange, upside down, however you want to describe this season. But I think it's credit to, again, the type of individuals and the personalities that we have from top to bottom in the organisation. You know, the players are seen on the field and they obviously represent what we're about as an organisation every weekend or every midweek as well, as we're seeing at the moment. And I think the calibre of those people, the way they go about their business, how they've conducted themselves and the quality of the group that we have, I am extremely proud. And I think I said from the outset, if we can build a group here that represent this city in the right way, then we're moving in the right direction. And quality is one thing, but calibre of an individual is something completely different. And these players at this moment in time are showing exactly what they're about.
Nashville SC head coach Gary Smith has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Gary, thanks so much for taking time to join us. We really appreciate it, and good luck tonight against Montreal.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. It really is incredible what they've had to go through this year and all the different challenges of navigating through, you know, the tornadoes. You get your first game here against Atlanta United, and it's sold-out stadium. It's a great environment. You think this is a great spot to really build on this and start to build this fan base forward, and then the tornadoes happen and COVID happens and you're shut down. The MLS return to play tournament, you can't play in that one. I mean, it's just a whole lot of different things they've had to go through this year, and to be in a position where they could let alone make the playoffs but even have a chance to play a home playoff game is pretty remarkable in an expansion season.
Yeah, and, you know, they've scored 7 goals in their past 3 matches, so they're peaking right now and having fun. And look, it's one goal, and I know there's a bigger picture, but like, they have a highlight too of the season to kind of, you know, to
I'm still very
to
upset
season.
At SportsCenter that did not make the top 10.
Yeah, and there were like 6 soccer
there
plays.
There were 6 soccer plays in the
good.
Top 10, and Daniel Rios' goal against FC Dallas wasn't one of them.
And 4 of those
like,
were
like, did you not see it?
Right. 4 of those were like from the same game.
That's
it was,
what,
it was
yeah,
a bad
like,
night at
it's
ESPN.
It's like the top 10 guy watched one soccer game and was like, oh, there were about 5 plays in this one that looked great. He kicked the ball.
Yeah.
How about it?
I don't think I'll go, yeah, I don't have time to check out the baseball. Let's just take this whole soccer game. Yeah, that was, should have been high on the list. But it's one of those plays that, I mean, it's going to be replayed, you know, a lot for over and over again. It was, and it's cool to have a moment like that to kind of tie to a season.
It is. And I tell you what, we talked about earlier in the year, some excitement, generating some excitement if you're Nashville SC. They've been better offensively as of late, and I think that's really helped. And anytime you win, this is exactly what the Predators went through too. Once you start winning, the fan base grows and grows and grows, and all of a sudden you've got some pretty special things that you're cooking with. So the fact that they've been able to do this in their first year is pretty remarkable. When we come back, you always got to be careful what you're putting on your hands. A Dallas Cowboys coach learned that the hard way yesterday. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. This is Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.